At the age of 14, I started experimenting with marijuana and alcohol. By the time I graduated high school, I don't remember much about what high school entailed, but I do remember that I walked across the stage with a Baltimore City Maryland State diploma and a Poly B course diploma. For the next 20 years, my life was kind of like a blur, because through dabbling with drugs at the age of 14, by the time I was 17, I was fully hooked on heroin. From 17 to the time I was 21, I used drugs, I sold drugs, I participated in a lot of illegal behaviors. By the time I was 21, I had been arrested for my first charge of possession with intent to distribute. Being as though it was my first charge, a lot of individuals that I hung out with told me that because it's your first charge, they'll send you home on your own recon and you'll be good and you'll be able to come home the same day. Well, that wasn't my story. I was given a bail. I was sent to Central District. Then it was no central booking. And by the time I went to court, I was looking at 25 years. Now, mind you, this is my first offense. And because I looked the part of a drug dealer, I was actually an addict that found out that if I act like I wanted to sell drugs, I had more drugs to use. Because I forgot that a monkey can't sell bananas. So if I'm an addict, I'm not going to do a whole lot of selling drugs. I'm going to do a whole lot of using drugs. And that's what I did. I used drugs for a long time. I went in and out of prison. My first stint of incarceration was 6 months. They sent me to Baltimore City Jail in a dorm-like facility. And I kind of like had a party with all the girls from my neighborhood that was in the cell in the dorm with me. There was no rehabilitation. There was no trying to set me straight or on the good path. So when I came home, I participated in the same behaviors and the same activities. You know, I had jobs on and off, in and out, back and forth, but nothing real stable to be able to rehabilitate me or get my mindset in a direction of trying to be better and do better. So I continued to use more drugs more often, which ultimately led me back to prison with a 10-year sentence, 5 years incarceration and 5 years probation. I served 4 years, 6 months, and 20 days of that 5-year sentence behind bars. Because I had completed high school, there wasn't a whole lot to do for me behind bars. They had eliminated the program to be able to get you a college degree, so that was out for me. The jobs that they had in the prison system were mainly for people who had 10 years or more of DOC time, which meant behind the walls. Because my sentence was split 5 and 5, I wasn't eligible. So I kind of like whittled my thumbs and traded stories with other indigent and other criminal minds like myself to be able to be a better criminal when I came home. Wasn't a whole lot to do positive. Rec time was an hour, which meant that other women who liked other women got the chance and opportunity to hang out with their women. So because I wasn't into that lifestyle, wasn't a whole lot for me to do. But one of the things that I found out is that in order for me to get out, I had to get me out. So I started writing the judge. I started writing different people to be able to get me into some type of drug rehabilitation program, because I realized with that time by myself that the reason why I'm here is for drugs. So maybe if I'm able to eliminate the drugs from my lifestyle, maybe my life will get better. And that's what I did. I wrote the judge. I wrote my probation officer, who kindly did me a favor by sending me to prison. And she informed me of a program called COPS. And it was a drug rehabilitation program behind the walls. And I did the necessary paperwork that she asked me to do. I wrote the person that I needed to write, and I got me an interview with that drug program. And I entered the drug program behind the walls, which made me eligible to participate in one outside of the walls upon being released from prison. I went to a place called Marion House, which is a transitional program for women coming from a state of incarceration, homelessness, abuse, or trauma. It was run by a group of nuns, and Sister Augusta and her little dog gave me the blues when I got there because I didn't realize how angry I really was. I was angry about the fact that my life had gone down the toilet because I made the decision to use. So they helped me with my issues. They helped me to look inside myself and see the potential of the person that I could be. And because I went there, my life turned completely around because there were women there who loved me when I had the inability to love myself. They nurtured me. They gave me things that I refused to gain on my own. They gave me the opportunity to see me for who I was and who I could be, as opposed to the low scum of the earth that society says I was, that didn't have the ability to be rehabilitated. I stand before you, a college graduate with 2 degrees. Because somebody gave me the opportunity to make life better for me. Prison did not do that for me. It's supposed to be a place of rehabilitation. It's a place where criminals get together to do more criminal activity. So it didn't help me. It gave me the ability to find out that something had to be done and something needs to change. Since I engaged in a higher level of education, my goal has been to rehabilitate individuals in reentering society. It's not about throwing people away or warehousing them and getting rich off the fact that you can warehouse them, but it's about re-educating. If we take the $30,000 that it takes to incarcerate an individual for 1 year and you use that to educate them and give them a life worth living, there will be less prisons being built in Baltimore City or in the state of Maryland. There will be less government funds being funneled out of Baltimore City to other surrounding counties to be able to erect prisons. If we can educate those who are in the prison system before reentering society, they may have the ability not to reenter prison. Someone re-educated me. They gave me the opportunity to go back to school. They gave me the opportunity to be educated. And most of all, they gave me the insight into myself to understand that I can be anything I want to be, even though I have the stigma of addict attached to me. If you was to see me on the street, if you were to walk up to me, you would never known that I had a 24-year drug addiction. But today, I'm clean. I've been clean for almost 8 years. I've acquired 2 degrees in less than 8 years. I'm working on a master's degree. But my passion is to create and build up my organization. I would never have gotten anywhere that I am today if Marion House wouldn't have been a part of my story. And one of the things that I know right now is that the legislation is talking about cutting funding for programs like Marion House and different transitional programs to help rehabilitate individuals like myself coming from a state of incarceration or drug addiction. Today, I stand before you as an individual that's going to do my best to re-educate society, to know that you don't have to throw people away, that we do have the ability to change. It starts from within, and if we as a people can come together to help one another to get better as opposed to casting us aside, then our society will get better. I'm the product of someone else's dream, and that's the dream of the individuals that created Marion House. Thank you.